Good morning. We're starting Chayotim Klamim Zayin. We're looking at Simen Aleph. So the topic of the Simen is the basic mitzvah of benching, and people make mistakes during benching. So that's spread out in Shulchan Aruch over four different Simonim. K'sha'ochol lechem v'shem avorchim alav ha'moitzi, chayav l'vorach acharav b'rchaz ha'mozen. V'yimitzaz ha'sei d'raisa. When a person eats bread, the type of bread which you make a bracha of ha'moitzi on it, as opposed to which is bread, which even though it's bread, like we've spoken before, but since it's been demoted by the way people eat it, they made it in such a way that people tend to eat this more as a snack, so it does not get a chiyuv of benching on it. But a person eats bread, which the bracha is a moitzi, so there's a chiyuv to say the bracha afterwards of a benching, and that's a mitzvah to say the raisa. Your two brachas, which are the raisa, are benching, and Birchas HaTorah, according to the Ramban. Ramban passes that Birchas HaTorah is one of the Targum Mitzvahs. The Rambam seems to agree that even though it's not one of the Targum Mitzvahs, according to the Rambam, it might be a prat in the mitzvah of the Talmud Torah. It also could be in the raisa. So benching is the raisa. V'hem gimel brachas. Benching has three brachas into it. Now, whether all three brachas are the raisa, I mean, a raisa person can just really say one bracha. Maybe you can only say one bracha, and that'll be sufficient. Eat a raisa. So this is a big machlokes b'shanim. The Chayyadim is passing over here that the gimel brachas are all a chi of the raisa. Harishana nikreis birchas hazon. V'hi hazon ha'salom v'chulu. M'sayim hazon ha'sakal. So the first bracha starts at the beginning of benching. With brachat ha'ashem l'ken ha'melech ha'ilom hazon ha'salom. It ends off with the bracha, bracha to Hashem Hazon HaSakal. Chazal said this bracha was the nusach of the bracha was given by Moshe Rabbeinu when Christ received the month. So Moshe Rabbeinu composed the nusach of the first bracha. Hashtia Nikris Birchas Ha'oritz. The second bracha is referred to by Chazal as Birchas Ha'oritz. V'hi nardu l'cha Masayim ala Oritz ala Mazayim. So the both of those paragraphs, which Nardalcha and Valakol, are really one paragraph. The only reason why Siddurim have it printed separately is because in Chanukah and Purim we insert another tefillah for the purposes of mentioning Chanukah and Purim. So that's where it goes in, and therefore we perceive it as different parts of a bracha. But in reality is it's all one bracha. We're being nardel to Kadosh Baruch Hu for all of these things that He gave us, and then we're saying well, Alakol and all of those things, we're going to now bless the Kadosh Baruch Hu's name for them. So that's the second bracha. Now the nusach of the bracha, because I'll say this nusach of bracha was given to us by Yehoshua when he went into Eretz Israel. The nusach actually was different when they had Eretz Yisrael, then we, which are looking for the return of Eretz Yisrael to some extent. So the exact language which we have now is not the same language exactly as Yeshua instituted, but that's fine. Ashish is Nikris Bani Yerushalayim, V'Rachem No, Messiah Bani Yerushalayim. So Chazal say that the third bracha was instituted by David and Shlomo together, that David was able to unite Yerushalayim, make Yerushalayim the capital, and Shlomo Melech was able to build the Beis HaMikdash. So at the time, the tefillahs were to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu and protect the Yerushalayim and the Mikdash. Nowadays, obviously, our focus is much more on getting back Yerushalayim and the Mikdash. Okay, so that's the three brachas. Midaraisa, the Nusach HaBracha really could be anything. These are the Nusach HaBracha itself is a Din Rabbanon. But the fact that it's three brachas, the Chayyadim is saying that's a Din Daraisa. Because I learned out from the different parts of the Pasuk that it's separate brachas. There is a Shita Zotosis, which seems to bring an opinion that could be Midaraisa, one bracha is sufficient. But we pass in all three of the Raisa. Now, which means if you have any Suffolk, as he's going to say along later, that if you have any Suffolk, you have to go back. Well, if midaraisa one bracha is enough, So I know for sure I said one bracha, so maybe that's it, that's all I have to do. No, all three brachas are deraisa, and if there was going to be any suffix in them, they have a rule of suffix, deraisa, the chumra. Fishakan Masan Gimel Bracha, Shem deraisa, Lachen Hiskinu, Chachamim, Shiano Amen, Filo Acher Birchas Atzma. So this is a machloikis, whether you say Amen after Birchas Atzma. So even if you do, you only say it after at the end of a Seder Brachas. So, for example, if you'd hold, you say Amen after Birchas Atzmai, so in the morning after Yishtabach, so that's a Seder HaBrach, it's a long Seder HaBrach, you start to Baruch Shomer at the beginning of Pesukah Zimra. Yishtabach is the end of Pesukah Zimra. So because it's the end of a Seder HaBrach, you would answer Amen over there, you would say Amen to your own Brach. And actually that is the minhag of many Svaradim that they say Amen. At nighttime, after Hashkivenu, Shemir Mo Yisrael Lavad, it's the end of a Seder Brachas, you would say Amen. Theoretically, by Shachar, after Gal Yisrael, you would also say it, but you can't be masik between Gal Yisrael and Shemoneh Esrei. So the Sardim say Amen in these places, the Ashkenazim don't. We don't say Amen after our own Bracha, but over here we are saying Amen after our own Bracha. So why is that? So the simplest understanding is because like the Chayyim says, because the first three brachas are deraisa, and the fourth one is a drabonon, so we need to differentiate and make clear to people that they're different, so we accomplish that by answering Amen at that point. Okay, so we'll pick up as Hashem, continuing the simon in the next year, and meanwhile, have a good day.